Good morning, and thank you for starting your day with the Andy Summers Show here on XTU, along with Andy and Dave Cruz.
So Dave yesterday had a terrible, horrible, very bad, no good day, and it was, there were just a lot of things that went wrong. Mm-hmm. Eventually, here's what we want to talk about.
Yep.
What have you been doing since you haven't been able to go on vacation? What has been your escape? So you can call or text us, 215-263-6700. And we ask this because there seems to be a shortage of something that we didn't see coming.
No, and I thought it would be the exact opposite with this whole quarantining thing going on. So what happened, I got a little fender bender like a couple weeks back, finally dropped my car off at the body shop. Yesterday, you know, no big deal. No one was hurt or anything, but I need a rental car for a week or so. So, you know, when you drop your car off at the body shop, the way they do it now, it's very convenient. You set it up ahead of time. The rental car people will come get you. Because obviously you don't have a vehicle, and they'll take you to the, you know, their little hub and set you up with the vehicle. So I'd made arrangements ahead of time, like 10 days ago, for someone to pick me up at 10 a.m. at the body shop. So get to the body shop, they call up the rental place. Woman says, gets off the phone with the rental car place and comes over to me and says, "So the rental car place isn't going to come pick you up, but they don't have any cars anyway." And I'm like, and I immediately think this is a Seinfeld episode, isn't it? Because I made a reservation. What's the point of a reservation if you're not going to hold the car for me?
What's the point of a reservation?
I don't understand. So thankfully, they got a hold of somebody else nearby, and they were able to come and get me. But I was stunned that a rental car place would not have any rental cars.
There are no cars. What are they doing? Like, why is anyone even there?
What are you doing?
Why'd you show up
to work?
So I'm wondering if rental cars are at a premium right now because people aren't flying and maybe they don't want to drive their own cars to do road trips.
Yeah, to put a ton of mileage on it and stuff. Like, maybe you want a bigger vehicle or different vehicle to drive in.
And then, you know, maybe kids going back to college, you might rather than taking your child to school, hook them up with a rental car that they take and then they leave it there, right? Like, you could return it at a rental facility somewhere else.
So that's why you think of, like, this place might not have any physical cars, because the cars have been taken and maybe left
somewhere else, and no one else has brought them back yet. Although you went to a different rental car place and they had a ton.
They had a bunch, yeah.
So I don't, this is just bad planning on that company's part, I suppose.
Yeah, but it was so odd. Like, I thought during this pandemic and quarantine, they would just be filled with cars. And they would just be giving you free vehicles just to get them off the lot because they'd be so overstocked.
Well, do you remember the parking lot at the Wells Fargo Center? Is that what it's called now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It changes name every couple weeks.
I always feel like I'm dating myself by calling it the wrong thing. So remember the parking lot at the Wells Fargo Center was filled with cars, like, back in April or May. And it was like, what are all these cars? And it's all these rental vehicles that they just didn't have anywhere to put them because no one was going anywhere. Well, now people are finally going places. They're just not driving their own cars to do it. So looks like we have somebody from a rental car place on the phone.
Dave. So, that's Dave, what in the world's going on?
Nothing. How are you?
Good. So where are all the rental cars going?
Because of the pandemic, a lot of the rental cars rental car companies turned the cars back in because they didn't need them.
Where do they turn them in?
They're on lease. They're all lease cars.
Oh, like from dealers and stuff?
Yes. The lease companies.
I didn't know that. Oh. This is fascinating.
Yeah, something new. Yeah, I thought they were their cars. I had no idea.
Right. So that makes sense. Like, why would they continue paying the lease if no one's going to rent them anyway? Oh, okay.
Right. Yes.
Okay. So they have a lot less vehicles. So when there is a bit of a demand, they go super quick. Mm-hmm. Then, huh?
Right. And then some of the times they'll move them to a different location where there's higher demand.
Got it. So you just happen to be in an area, Dave, where their demand wasn't high enough for them to keep any vehicles in stock at all.
Well, we have some, but not that many.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I keep hitting a lot of things, so I'll keep you in business.
There you go.
No worries, Dave.
Okay. In Hamilton.
All right.
Thanks so much, Dave. Thanks for that little...
Yeah, have a great day, guys.
Thank you. Bye. You too. Okay. That's interesting. Yeah. Gosh, we just learned something. I didn't expect to do that today.
Doesn't happen often on the Andy Summers Show.
Today's a win already.
Yesterday we learned all about John Hancock. Today, about rental cars.
Okay.
Good morning. Wake up with the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up.
With Dave Cruz.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.